Because the Carrick Energy Council has just met and the Energy Council confirmed the urgent need to develop new gas resources on the East Coast. But and we've now got a decision from the Victorian Government that's quite contrary to that.
What was the Victorian Government stance during the COAG Energy Committee meeting?
The Victorian Government released a statement that it wasn't supporting, wasn't declaring its hand, if you like, on those issues at that stage.
Well, this basically means, doesn't it, that the Australian oil and gas industry will just have to get on with the job as it is and not be looking at supply coming in from Victoria. Can't that be done?
Well, of course it can be done, but at the same time, Victoria is a very large user of gas. It has a manufacturing sector that's very dependent upon gas, both for energy and as a feedstock. And that includes as well our traditional rural industries, such as the dairy sector, or further downstream food processing and manufacturing. It'd be useful to be able to develop the resources that we have, develop the best resources that we have to keep downward pressure on prices and to ensure we've got reliable supply into the future. The Australian Energy Market Operator and the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission both pointed out that we face the risk of a supply shortfall as early as 2019-20. So it's important to develop resources and develop them quickly.
Will Victoria not just take more gas from offshore?
Well, the output from those offshore basins is beginning to taper away. They've been operating for decades now, and the best forecast suggests that output from the Otway Basin will begin to fall as early as next year, and from the Gippsland Basin 3 or 4 years later. We have depleting conventional gas supplies on the East Coast. 90% of the gas reserves on the East Coast are coal seam gas. 40% of the gas being used on the East Coast today is coal seam gas. Our conventional gas sources are depleting. We're increasingly using unconventional gas. That gas is being extracted safely, and that's the future.
What's it going to do to prices?
Well, the ACCC noted that if there wasn't reform of the gas market, and they talked about a number of reforms, including more transparency in the market, that Victorians could be facing an additional $4 a gigajoule on their gas prices, and that's equivalent to about one-third of the retail price.
Will it have any impact on other states, though?
We have an interconnected East Coast gas market. If we have a tight supply situation there, if we don't develop new resources, we're going to see upward pressure on prices and uncertainty about future supply. And that will apply to everyone on the East Coast.